Insects skimmed and flitted on the river surface in quiet twilight, and the campfire flickered warmly. Tammo and Russa opened their haversack. The squirrel dug out the last of her pancakes and distributed them, saying,
"Warm these over by the fire. Toast them up a mite. They're good."
Rockjaw spitted his on a willow twig and held it over the flames.
"How's the soup a coming along, Rubberdub?"
Corporal Rubberdub pulled a wry face as he took a sip from his ladle.
"Boom, boom, gubba-dub."
Lieutenant Mario raised an eyebrow.
"As bad as that, eh? Nothing hereabouts we can add to it."
Tammo rose and winked at them.
"Wait there. I spotted some fresh watercress earlier on. Won't be a tick."
It was slightly eerie being alone in the gathering gloom as Tammo made his way back upriver. Once or twice he thought he heard noises, and each time he drew his blade and halted, listening. But the only sounds he could make out were those of the flowing water. The young hare gripped his weapon tightly, chiding himself aloud.
"Not very good form, sir. Behaving like a dithering duckwife."
Squaring his shoulders, he loped onward until the limestone rocks showed pale and ghostly through the gloom. Wading out, he gathered pawfuls of the fresh watercress, lopping it off below the waterline with his dirk. Carrying the delicious treat back to the bank, Tammo stuck his blade in a sycamore trunk and began tying the cress in a bundle, using his shoulder strap to secure it. Four dark shapes dropped out of the branches overhead, making Tammo their target. Footballs whamming onto his back, shoulders and head drove Tammo flat, stunning him. Before he had a chance to recover and fight back, a cruel noose slid over his head, pulling tight about his neck. Cords were whipped skillfully around his paws. Tammo was unable to cry out. Groggily, he tried to headbutt one of the wraith-like figures, but a heavy stick struck him in the midriff. Doubled up and fighting to suck air through his wide-open mouth, Tammo was shoved roughly into a cradle made from woven vines. In a trice, he was hoisted up into the tree foliage, high among the leafy branches. A dirty gag was bound around his mouth and the noose loosened. Savage green black faces came close to his, lots of them. They seemed to be everywhere.
"Make a move! Go on, beast! Make a move! Chohak, cut your throat and eat you if you make a move!"
A paw stroked Tammo's long ears and a deep grating voice chuckled.